Okay.
All right. We're going to re-rack that. While we're having a moment, James Carville would like in. James, critique the job you just heard Kellyanne Conway doing up against withering questioning from Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews.
Well, look, I thought I was back watching Crossfire when I was on that. Mm-hmm. When I was watching it. But look, she talked a lot, and she has a difficult job. One point I wanted to make is so much of the Trump persona and so much of what he talks about is winning and how he's a winner and everybody's a loser. And I think a lot of his supporters, like, take pride in the fact that he's such a winner. And he was anything but that tonight. And I wonder what the effect of this is going to be on the enthusiasm of his supporters that he actually, and he got beat by Hillary Clinton, who to a lot of his people is, you know, evil incarnate or is a weak person or something like that. And so I this is kind of a unique thing where somebody whose whole branding is built around being a winner and he can win for the country really did lost so bad tonight. Now, it's going to be curious to see how he carries that through. But I agree with Hugh. We have two more debates to come. She's got to take each one of these things deadly serious. And, Nicole, I'll bet you tomorrow that Roger Ailes gets out that he didn't have very much to do with preparation. I just bet you that the word comes out from Rogers. I didn't have anything to do with this. Don't pin this on me.
I wouldn't be surprised myself if that made its way into the media conversation. But, you know,